The president of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace at the Vatican, Peter Cardinal Pierre Turkson, has called on Ghanaians to maintain the peace at all times. He said everyone has a responsibility towards this end. Delivering a peace message from the Vatican, His Eminence Pierre Turkson advised politicians to accept the electoral results in good faith and not allow personal eagerness to rule the wishes of the people. He also commended the political parties and other stakeholders for committing themselves to peace in the Kumasi Declaration.
It is always beautiful and pleasant to live in unity, as the Bible tells us. Therefore, if somebody in a blood relation is estranged or worse still, his blood is shed, the life of the family is affected and it is diminished. So that's how I have also felt about every Ghanaian, a citizen of the one land, and, you know, are sharing a common national identity and destiny. This assimilates all of us. And so for us too, as we go to the polls, I wish to remind all of us how beautiful it is and pleasant to live in unity and to act as such, to live in peace and to live in unity. And so for us also, any antagonism that estranges us from one another and any act of violence which leads to a life of which maims any of us or the, you know, sheds blood of any of us, disfigures and reduces and diminishes all of us as a people, as Ghanaians and as members of the one family that share a common international identity and a vision. In the light of this, I wish to commend the Kumasi initiative that brought leaders and everybody together to pledge and to commit themselves to peace. And in that light, I wish also to commend the initiative of the Asantian and the National Peace Council, and so also wish to invite the leaders of the different political parties. You seeking to run the affairs of Ghana, whose motto is peace and justice, or justice and peace. So try to manifest that already at this point in time. And please do try to control your campaign groups and campaign officers, so they do not do anything that would be and would go contrary to the peace accord that all of you went to pledge yourselves to in Kumasi. So let no personal desires and personal eagerness to rule set aside the desire of Ghanaians themselves to determine who rules them. So whatever happens, let us recognize that it's ultimately Ghanaians who must determine who should rule them. And let not party officials, because of manifestos or whatever it is presented before Ghanaians, to win at all costs and to rule at all costs. Let that be the mandate that they receive from Ghanaians.
President of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace of the Vatican, Peter Cardinal Pierre Turkson.